Proclamation number 7487 of 26th of December, 1959. The Grace of God's Direct Address. You are granted the immense grace that I myself bend down to you and address you as a child is addressed by its father, but you are unable to assess the value of this great grace. You take my address for granted and are not aware of the greatness of the gift of grace which you are allowed to receive from my hand every day. Nor would you be able to bear it if you grasp the deepest meaning of my address, for you still live in a very earthly sphere and yet make contact with the spiritual kingdom because my greater than great love provides you with this bond. For in order to be able to hear my address you have to be connected to me, because you establish this bond yourselves of your own free will, therefore I lean towards you and speak to you. Which presupposes a voluntary devotion to me. And then a miracle of my love takes place. You can hear me. You can hear my speech and always feel the love of your Father in heaven which expresses itself to you in such a way that it speaks to you. For my words are now also words of love and mercy, words of concern for you and, arising from this, words of urgent admonition and warning, because the Father cares for his children and he wants to help them at all times. You humans should live on earth according to my will. And if you do so you will also fulfill my commandments of love for God and your neighbor, and you will receive strength in various forms, and then I will also be able to address you myself and convey the strength from me directly to you. And in order to encourage you again and again to fulfill my will, therefore I speak to you and personally inform you of my will. As long as I can speak to my children, as long as they open their ears and hearts to me when I want to speak to them, the direct supply of strength which you humans need so much is also possible. For you cannot descend without help, you will only ever move on level ground, and the ascent will be too difficult for you, which the final aim requires. But you must take the path upwards, you may not remain on the ground, for the aim is above and you shall reach it. And therefore I speak to you from above so that you lift your eyes to me, so that you behold me and strive towards the aim which I myself want to be for you. And therefore I want to win your love first, I want to ignite this love in you through my dress. And then you shall leave everything behind and only want to belong to me for time and eternity. I want to win your love and therefore speak to you, for you shall feel my love in my words and reciprocate my love in your hearts until the heart is completely filled with love and I myself come take abode in it in order to make you eternally happy. My infinite love expresses itself through my word, which I convey to you again and again, through which I want to win you, which shall make you happy temporally and eternally and which shall lead you to me, who is the word of eternity. Again and again I want to address you, even if you cannot grasp the magnitude of this gift, but one day you will know what the transmission of my word has meant for you. And blessed is he who has accepted it. Blessed is he who listens to it and puts it into practice. Blessed who accepts my word and moves it in his heart. For he will still experience the blessing of it as long as he lives on earth. He will be seized by my love which will never let him go, and he will constantly unite with me until he will never be able to separate himself from me again. Until he is inexpressibly happy in constant union with me. Therefore try to imagine your Father's profound love, who again and again sends his word to earth, who again and again addresses you in order to win your hearts, who bends down to the smallest and lowest in order to make it happen through his word. Listen to it, Move it in your heart and live it out. And you will experience your Father's love evermore. He will touch your hearts and they will return His love. You will come to Me of your own free will and unite with Me. And you will be blessed and remain forever. Amen.